Okay, let's try that again. Yeah, it's... I just thought I'd record an audio boo here at work, and we actually... I'm here with my buddy Kevin that I work with that I've known for like 10 years. And we just recorded this whole funny thing, and I lost every bit of it because I'm an idiot. But...
I second that.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. So here's the question. The question was, again, number one, our new environment. Uh-oh. Here's another graphic designer coming over here. Hello, Leslie. I don't know how much you can pick. I'm recording, actually, right now. I'm recording. It's basically a mini podcast. It's called an audio boo. And I do them, like, throughout the day. This is the first time I've done it. Yeah. What's that? Oh, I haven't seen him. I don't know where he's gone. He can't have gone far, but that's one of the things. What we recorded in our previously brilliant, and we're just going to say it's brilliant. It was brilliant, wasn't it, Kevin?
Yes.
Because no one will ever know otherwise. The space that we're in a brand new office here, and we're corporate graphic designers. That's why they pay us the big bucks. But we're in this new office building that is very, on a scale of 1 to 10, once again, Kevin, and I asked you this before, but on a scale of 1 to 10, how much does this, people are looking at it strange, which I'm not doing anything that weird. Okay. So I'm holding my phone to my face, but what's the deal?
You're embarrassing.
I'm so embarrassing. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much does this new office resemble the famous movie Office Space? What do you think?
Nine.
It's a nine? You really think it's a nine? I think you're right. Yeah.
Is this scripted?
This is scripted. We are working with Annette here. No, it's very white and it's very bright and it's
kind of like Snow White.
Kind of like it's that white. It's like the walls are like if neon could be white, it's that white. It's very, very bright in here. A little too bright because we're dudes that stare at computers all day, and that's kind of tough. But anyway, Kevin, we need to talk to you about your DBS reports, buddy. You did get that memo, right?
What memo?
We're putting the new covers on all the TPS reports.
I missed that memo.
Okay, now I asked you this before, so now you've had a little time to think about it. You're a graphic designer, I'm a graphic designer. We are together graphic designers. What's the hardest part about being a corporate designer?
Finding inspiration on a Monday.
You're way too... He's not generally this laughy. He's generally mopey, not laughy.
Shut up.
It's true. I do agree with you though. I think that finding inspiration is tough, but for me, the toughest thing, and how many times honestly do you have to do this? I mean, really think about it. How many times do you have to say, you know, yes, the design is really supposed to look that way?
Well, they don't believe us here.
Well, yeah, it's, and that's a common thing. I've talked to enough graphic designers out there that I know it's common. Is this weird?
Yes.
Why?
Because we're standing in the middle of the office. You're shoving your phone in my mouth.
I don't know how well this is going to pick up, though. So it's going to be interesting to hear.
All you hear is the sound of the muffling of the muffler of the printer.
Now, a lot of the same people that follow, or you follow a lot of the same people that I do on Twitter. We have quite a few. Quite a few. So what do you want to say to your Twitter peeps, since this is the first like audio thing you can do?
K-Dog in the his house.
Okay, I don't know you anymore. I'm sorry. I can't speak to you anymore. So I'm running out of time. That's about it. Follow Kevin. Kevin, what's your Twitter address?
Look on Chris's, and I think it's Lacertus.
Yeah, Lacertus. That's right. It's a kind of bat. It's Lacertus, right? At Lacertus. That's Kevin. Follow Kevin on Twitter. Follow me, of course. If you're listening to this, you probably already follow me. But running out of time. Have a good Thursday. Bye.